Aloha.
I almost wasn't ready.
Welcome to episode 6 of Alola from Ultrasun and Ultramoon. I'm your host, SBJ. Around the table, we have Micah.
Alola.
And we have Irene.
Peace.
What?
That's a greeting. It works.
I don't know if it does.
Peace. There.
Are you a Boy Scout?
What?
That's like this.
No. Yeah.
This is not good for audio. You're like holding
like
up three fingers. You're one finger away from
Scout's
Kukui
honor.
Holding up four fingers.
No.
Four trainers.
I was
four
a Girl Scout.
Trials. You were?
I was.
Were you in it for the cookies?
I was
you
in
were
it
in
because
it for the cookies.
I was in it because my mom wanted me to. And,
she wanted the cookies.
And after a while,
how much
I was,
of a sweet, sweet cookie discount did you get?
Not at all.
What?
You don't the get cookie, discounts?
Girl Scout? I don't remember. I was like 7.
Well, speaking of Girl Scouts, this episode starts off with Hapu.
I thought you were going to say this episode is sponsored by Girl Scout cookies.
Man,
Girl Scout cookies. Can I ask you what your favorite Girl Scout cookie is?
I don't have one. Like, they're not that great to me. I'd
and
rather
mints.
Just, I'd
and
rather just
bust.
Have an Oreo.
What?
Always
Caramel Delights or no. Samoas? Are great.
Becky loves Caramel Delights.
With a capital G.
It's the only reason I'll they can be in my house is because
they're
Becky likes
so
them.
Good.
I just like a good Oreo soaked in milk.
Soaked in milk?
Yeah, so
yuck.
Then it's like spongy when you eat it.
That's pretty yuck. Good.
Yeah, it's so good.
Any of
that's,
this sounds good right now because you know I haven't had cookies in 1,000 years, so it all sounds good.
Poor Micah.
All right, so this is pretty much the same interaction it was in Sun and Moon, but we see Hapu and her Mudsdale interacting with Team Skull, and she's kind of doing that whole, I'm helpless, help me, except she's really a trial captain later on.
Spoiler.
I don't think she really says, like, I'm helpless.
No,
she
but...
She pulls you over
can
and
you
she's
deal
like...
with them is basically what she's saying.
Like, she obviously knows you're the chosen one.
She says,
you're the,
you,
you're the
come
Harry
over here.
You're the boy who lived.
The boy who lived. So she says, you, come over here. And then she says, do you know these people? Because they say, like, oh, it's you. And she's like, you associate with these people? And you're like, I mean, I know them, but I don't know them.
But you can say you don't know them, and then they
and then
freak
they're
out.
Like, what? And it's just like...
You're busted at that point, though.
But she knows, while she's calling you over, that you're the boy who lived.
Does she, though?
She has to.
I mean, she says, like, when you're done with the battle, she's like...
You'll see me
I
again.
Really hope that we see each other again, because I see something great in you or whatever, but... When
does
you first meet her, she's like, you, get over here.
Come here a minute.
Mudsdale, actually, I think, is who tells her, like, Mudsdale, she's like, Mudsdale sees something in you.
Is she a trial captain at this point?
Or I don't...
Maybe?
I don't know.
When you get in Sun and Moon, when you get to Pony, is it Pony Island?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just becoming a they mentioned that she's like a new trial captain.
Yeah, I like really vaguely remember that plot line, but.
Okay. Well, that brings us to, is the city the Royal Avenue or it's just the stadium?
Royal Avenue.
Is the city.
Yes.
It's just Royal Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like not, it's like a, I don't know, side city. Like a little town.
Like it's Las Vegas.
There's at least more here than there is in Paniola town. So I feel like we can
which
call it a
town. Which is so true.
But we have to do the Battle Royale. Is that what it's called?
It's called Battle Royal.
Battle Royal, I'm sorry.
But we can call it Royale.
Okay.
I'd like to call it Royale.
We have to do Player Unknown's Battle Royale.
It's the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, it's... Nah, well, no one's getting thrown over a top rope.
They
I
might
know.
Be. I don't know.
How
that
I
rock rough.
Gladion.
So when we get there, we meet a brand new character, the Masked Royal.
I really like this character.
Me too.
Never seen him before.
I don't think Masked Royal was even in the first game.
Woo!
Very woo. But this new character tells us about the Battle Royale and that we have to participate. And they pick you, Hao just happens to be there, and then Hao's boyfriend, Gladion, is there.
Man, I was so stoked. I was really excited.
The relationship between those two are just... They're going places.
Yeah.
Doves are in the air. We'll get to Gladion later. Probably the next episode, actually, when we see Gladion again. But unlike other tutorials in the game, Micah, this...
Why did you say my name like that?
He was very accusatory.
Oh, because of
what did I do?
How long the Mantine tutorial was.
Oh.
They're teaching you.
You
this,
were
which
real
is,
heated about that,
which is,
though.
Which is brand new if you're new to the game.
Yeah.
And I think they did it, handled it very well. Like, as a tutorial, I didn't feel like it dragged on like something such as the Z. Like, let me show you the Z power.
Yeah.
Let's do Mantine Surf. Maybe it's because we already know battles, but there are specific rules actually to this.
Yeah.
But you do this.
I really blasted through this because I remember doing this in the first game, and I was kind of like, let me just do it and get it over with.
Yeah.
It's fun, but
it's okay.
I didn't really want to. I wanted to keep going.
So you can get battle points here. They are the same battle points or beach points, whatever you'd like to call them.
Yeah.
That you can get from Pokemon Bank or from Mantine Surf or from this. They're all the same.
Or Battle Tree.
Or the Battle Tree. So it's cool that they're giving you multiple ways to get battle points.
Yes.
Because I remember very vividly playing Black and White and needing a specific battle item for the VGCs. And the only way I could do that was the subway train. I don't know what the battle subway. And I hated it.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about this.
Yeah, the battle subway
train.
Yeah.
Subway train.
So it's
battle
cool.
Train.
It's cool they're giving you options to do this. Irene, did you do the... How was your battle royale experience?
My cutie fly slayed. Just
slayed?
Destroyed.
Who did you target? Who was in your crosshair?
I think it was Rockruff.
Oh, so you
Rockruff was the one that got knocked out eventually.
The Master Royale gave you a little worry.
It was very upset. Like, he was very upset that I said Professor. So, I mean, I don't know. I was kind of accusing.
A little bit of heat.
I was accusing.
Backstage heat?
Yeah, a bit.
Did any of the people in your Battle Royale use their Z move?
Yeah.
I don't remember, actually.
Okay, because no one did in mine, but somebody in my chat was like, I lost right away because Hal just used a Z move against me and I lost.
I targeted Gladeon first, and it went very quickly.
I targeted Hal.
I'm pretty sure that because all three of us ended up targeting Rockruff, I'm pretty sure. So it was just like 1, 2, 3, done.
Okay.
as typically happens in real wrestling when...
Right, you have to throw the strongest one out first.
Everybody teams up to throw Big Show over the rope. That's how are they ever going to get him over?
So in Sun and Moon, I never did this more than once. I did the tutorial and then I never came back to this ever again.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the same for you guys.
No, I never went back to this.
I didn't either.
Okay. So I was looking at all the BP items because 3 of the 4 people at the counter sell different stuff.
Okay.
And I accidentally talked to the one that was like, do you want to enter? And I was like, no. And then I hit okay. And I was like, all right, well, here we go. I guess I'm entering. So this is the first time I've done a real one.
Yeah.
So a couple things. First thing was all their Pokemon were level 30, which they did mention. But my Pokemon were only level 24. So that was a big bummer.
Okay.
Second thing is there was a little boy who had a Porygon Z.
What?
There was somebody with, I think it was a Noivern.
A Noibat?
No.
Whoa.
Noivern evolves at 50, so this is a level
Whoa.
30
what?
Noivern.
Are you playing against NPCs or are you playing
online? These
were
NPCs.
Okay.
And then I forget what the last one was, but right off the bat, the Porygon Z hyper beamed me.
It was just Solgaleo was the third one.
Should have been. It just took me out. It was a Poiple. No, I don't remember what the last one was. But that Porygon Z just hyper beamed every single time
Yikes.
It could. And they won. It was a good strategy. I lost. I was the first one out who lost. I got completely stomped, but it was pretty fun, actually, in retrospect.
So for the Battle Royale, you have 3 Pokemon, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So for the tutorial, it was just the one, though.
Yes. It was, I think, first knockout, plus everyone got 1 turn if they didn't go.
Okay.
And then how the Battle Royale works, just if you're unclear, it's when one person runs out of all 3, and then whoever has the most knockouts plus the most Pokemon living wins.
But it's through 1 turn, right? Because I'm, like, pretty sure that I knocked out multiple Pokemon.
Yes. Everyone, like, if you knock out a Pokemon, everyone else still gets their turn
okay.
in the tutorial.
Yeah.
So that's how you can get multiple knockouts.
Okay.
It was the same in mine. 2 people got knocked out.
Yeah.
After this, you can. The other notable thing in this town is the thrift store, where they give you a coupon when you walk in. you get half off items. I do want to clarify that you cannot stack Roto Loto with this.
I definitely did that.
You can do it.
And it didn't, nothing happened.
You can do it and you get the discount, but you're not allowed to apply the coupon.
I don't know. What is there a Roto Loto?
Discount one.
Discount?
Yeah, yes. There's discount.
It also discounts all the TMs you can buy at shops to half off.
Whoa.
Which I decided to test it after I bought 4 TMs town. So I could have saved half my money. It does not discount clothing items. We verified that. That Roto Loto.
Well, I'm out then.
Doesn't discount clothing items, but it does discount TMs and Pokeballs and everything else like that. And you can use it at the Thrifty Mart. You just can't stack the coupon. You can't double dip.
But no clothes, though.
No clothes.
I'm only playing this game for the clothes. My girl looks incredible.
There is a Hypno inside the Thrifty Mart that asks for money. I don't know if you guys saw this.
No, I didn't.
Yes, I did. Okay. This was in the first game.
This was in the first game.
I did not see it in this game.
He's inside the mart. I think in Sun and Moon, he was outside the store, I thought.
No, he was in the same place.
Okay, because there's a Hypno outside the store. I feel like there's something weird with the Thrifty Mart. Like, they're scamming you in a way.
We talked about this last time, too. There's, like, a really weird vibe in there.
I remember there was a glitch the first time I went in there last year, and it was, like, I went in, and no one said anything, so people would turn and look at me. And then they would turn away, and everyone in the store did it, and it creeped me out so much. I was just like, why is this happening? And then I left, and then I went back in, and it was fine. But the first time, I was just like, why? I never want to come in here.
The music
again.
Is also broken in it. There's like no music when you go in.
Mine had music,
it's
I'm pretty sure.
It's really, really faint. I cranked, so my 3DS is at 25%, and then I level it with the stream.
Yeah.
And I cranked it all the way up. And people on the stream still couldn't hear it. And then as soon as I walked out, it was blasting music.
Weird. I didn't
like
have
this weird
same experience.
Every time I go to the Thrifty Mart, the music is super minimum. It doesn't feel right.
That's weird.
And I don't know. It almost feels like that whole store. It reminds me of the shop in Stardew Valley where you can either buy your seeds like from the
JoJo Mart.
Yeah, it reminds me of JoJo Mart. Where if I don't know if Irene didn't play Stardew Valley enough, but you get a choice very early on as a farmer where you can buy from mom and pa and pay full price,
mm-hmm.
or you can buy from JoJo Mart, which is trying to put mom and pa out of business.
Oh, no.
And you can buy their seeds half price. Also, JoJo Mart is open 24 hours. Mom and pa is only open 7 to 5.
This makes me feel feelings.
You never shop at JoJo Mart.
You never stop at JoJo Mart. I feel like the Thrifty Mart is like JoJo Mart, though. In a way.
Certainly feels that way.
They don't want you going to that Pokemon Center Mart.
The thing that's weird to me is that they sell those strange souvenirs, and I have no idea what they do.
I don't know what they do either. I haven't bought them. I haven't bought them yet.
They sell multiple, and they all seem to be the same thing.
Yeah, I've yet to buy them because I don't know what they do.
But if you give the Hypno $1,000, there's a Hypno. I think you said you didn't see this.
In the store.
Yeah.
It's in the store, and it says, I need money. You can give it one Pokedollar, 100 Pokedollars, or 1,000 Pokedollars. And if you give it, I don't know what happens if you give it one or 100,
nothing.
But if you give it 1,000 Pokedollars, it says, whoa, I didn't actually expect you to give me this much money. And it says, here's a strange souvenir.
No, it gives you a TM.
Oh, is it a TM?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it gave you a strange souvenir.
Nope.
But it's just a dude in a Hypno suit.
Oh.
It winds up being.
Well,
but he wasn't getting any money before, so he decided to be a Pokemon because he thought people would give Pokemon more money. He thought it would be more likely if people gave Pokemon money instead of humans money.
And here we are perpetuating it, so he, of course, is going to continue to go to other stores dressed as a Pokemon trying to get money from people.
Well.
But yeah, give him $1,000 once and you'll get a TM. And any of the other money is just throwing it away at that point.
Do you remember what TM it is?
It's something to do with Hypno. It's like rest or like not
psychic?
Hypnosis or no. It's not a good TM. It could be sleep talk. Maybe it's something to do that Hypno normally learns. From what I remember,
yeah, I don't know.
It's not a terribly great TM. This all leads up to Kiawe. Just for reference, you can go surfing.
Yeah.
Or you can go grass hunting. You can find stuff like Cubone, Salandit, Kangaskhan if you SOS with Cubone. There is a 1% chance for Kangaskhan, though, in that area, but it's probably easier to SOS. That's what I did. It was about 40 Cubones to get Kangaskhan.
Wait. Did you guys go to the Malasada shop?
I did not, no.
I don't think I did either.
It's right next to the photo club.
Oh, wait.
The one in Royal Avenue?
Is that the one with the
Pukamuku
side quest?
Yes! Yeah. They had the song and it was super catchy and I was sitting there like, this song is a bop.
So you're telling me I need to go back?
It was worth it for the song.
But it's a side quest?
There's side quests everywhere in this game.
It's just a cutscene with a really cute song.
All right, I'll head back. What else is on that path? Fletchling is on the path, which is great because that I'm pretty sure he's new to Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon.
No.
You could get Talonflame before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I had it for hatching.
Oh, did you?
Okay, cool.
Well, this is the first time I'm using a Talonflame, and I actually really like it a lot. It's really good type coverage.
Yeah, it's good. Also, it's got Flame Body, so you can hatch them eggs.
Hatch them eggs. And then there's water near there if you need water Pokemon. Up to the trials, ultimately the same. Everything up there is the same.
Hold on, wait. You guys have... When I first walked into this area, there was... And I noticed this with other areas. I don't know if we ever talked about it, but when I first walked in, there was very clearly a Magmar walking up.
Yeah!
So I've noticed that in other areas, too. There's just Pokemon just, like, walking around.
Yeah, same with... I noticed a Dugtrio later on doing that.
I don't know if I saw that. Maybe I saw that one.
Yeah.
I saw one in a
Dugtrio.
Oh, I didn't see
in
that.
In the Diglett tunnel later on. Oh, that's
cool. Right near in the area that takes you towards Brooklyn Hill, towards, like, in the direction of Lana's area off to the side, you can see a...
Route 5?
A Fomantis, just kind of walking through the woods.
Oh, I didn't see that either.
Yeah. There's just Pokemon, idly walking around the world.
Pokemon in their environment.
Yeah, it's
Pokemon
cool.
in the world?
Yeah.
What?
That Magmar walking up the hill, though, reminded me of Pokemon Snap immediately.
Yeah, throw pretty a good. Pester Ball up there.
Yeah.
So, Kiawi's trial. It is ultimately the same minus the actual totem Pokemon.
Yeah.
You do the three...
Now, is it different, though? Because so far, it seems like some of them are different depending on what version you have.
I think this is ultimately the same.
The questions, I think, were slightly different.
Okay, so the questions were different in the instance where the hiker appears twice, and in the questions in Sun and Moon, a Salazzle appears during one of the questions.
Yeah.
So they were different in that aspect.
That's what I mean.
I think they're the same between both versions.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. How am I supposed to know? I don't know.
But it was a Marowak for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
The totem
Pokemon, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And then did your totem summon an Alolan Marowak?
No.
So I have a question real quick.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did your Alolan Marowak summon a Salazzle?
A Salazzle. Yes.
Because that's what mine summoned.
I didn't write it down, but I'm pretty sure that it was a
What version Salazzle. Are you playing Salazzle. For recording?
Sun.
Yeah, so I'm playing Moon.
So we both got Alolan Marowak as the totem plus Salazzle. And I did lose to Kiawe because I had zero potions going into that battle.
Okay.
Went to the Thrifty Mark and apparently didn't buy anything.
This was one that I didn't have trouble with. I one-shotted this thing.
I am tricked in caps lock in my notes.
Tricked for?
I am tricked because I think it was because one... for this, when you got the question right, I still had to do the battle.
Yep.
And last year, I'm pretty sure it was if you get it wrong, that's the only time you have to battle.
I thought you still had to battle even if you got it right.
I don't remember, but when you get the question right, he goes, how did you do this? Like,
this
he congratulates
spectacular.
You. And then you battle.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what? It doesn't matter what I answer. That's the thing is when I lost and I went back. Because the first question I picked on the final... So when you lose, you only have to answer the last question, which is the totem question.
Yep.
I picked, what is different? And I think I said, there's a fourth Marowak or something. And he was like, spectacular. How did you even know? Because I'm not blind.
Well, all the answers...
when I went back, I was like, I'm going to pick the one that sounds like the least wrong.
Yeah.
And he said the same thing. He was like, spectacular. How did you know?
The only one that was a little... Huff was when it was like, oh, the hiker's eyes are looking in a different direction or whatever.
Well, the one that was like, they're smiling differently. Yeah, I watched that like 7 times.
The hiker was smiling differently.
Well, no, not that. No, not that one. The one with the 3 Marowaks, the second question.
But the hiker was still in that photo, was he
not?
Oh, he was in mine.
Yeah, he was in mine. I had a different question,
too.
No, the hiker...
So the hiker had, like, a closed mouth smile, and then the second one, he had an open mouth smile.
Yeah, I had a different question.
Maybe I spent a bunch of time looking at the Marowak because I was like, you can't even see how they're smiling.
Yeah, it was the hiker.
I had a different question than that. It was the position of his eyes. So at one point, the first one, he's looking off to the, like, left or right or whatever, and in the second one, he's looking straight at me. And it said, what's different?
Oh,
and
I didn't have that.
And it said, position of the eyes. And I picked that. And it was
my first question
was
only Marowak.
Yeah.
My second question.
The middle Marowak.
My second question was him smiling.
Yeah.
And then my third question was the
totem
hiker,
Pokemon.
Hiker was still in the photo.
Yeah.
But then there was a totem Pokemon as well.
Yes. I had that one.
So the second question was the one that was different for you?
Were there not?
I thought there were only three questions.
Oh, maybe. No, one of the questions definitely was position of the eyes.
I believe you.
I don't remember.
Maybe it was your
otherwise.
First one?
Maybe.
Because the first one was just
like,
the...
Did you fail
there
it?
Were four.
No, there were three.
Okay, maybe it was just three then. I don't know. No, I didn't fail any of them. They were all like, he was, for all of them, he said, oh, that's amazing. You got it right. Or whatever he says.
Spectacular.
Yeah, I think I had to do this twice. This trial. All of the trials I've been having some...
They're hard.
Rough times with.
I didn't think this one was the hardest. I just didn't have... I feel like for every trial, I just don't have the right Pokemon they're asking for.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Compared to other Pokemon games, like it's always been the same of Brock has ground Pokemon or rock Pokemon. And Misty has water Pokemon. Lieutenant Surge has electric Pokemon. And so it's no different here, right?
Yeah.
Where this is fire, this is water, this is grass. But I feel like it's set up in a way, compared to past games, where it's more punishing, as in they not only do the right moves, but they have the right moves for the situation.
Yep.
Like, if you go in with just, I have these water Pokemon...
You would win.
I don't think you would.
Maybe.
I mean, you would maybe win, but I still think that the movesets that they have and the way that they
have
employ
good coverage.
The way that it's employed is in a strategic enough way that you can't just go in with, like, say, this is a water type or this is a fire type gym, so I'm going to go in with water type Pokemon and sweep it.
I think you would have a better chance.
Maybe. I mean, I still, like, one-shotted it, but... I was pretty overleveled at this point.
Well, you also had a ghost Pokemon that probably had a ghost move that could one-shot it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. shout out to Mimikyu.
There's, like, no other... At this point, the only ghost Pokemon you could technically get would be Ghastly and Drifloom.
Yeah.
And they can't one-shot.
I mean, if you level them enough.
Yeah, if we're talking about over-level, like, sure, you can do any of the trials. But even for Lana...
I don't know about that. We'll talk about that when we get there.
Even for Lana, I was 4 levels over, because I think...
I was significantly over for Lana, and I still struggled with
it. Araquanid was 19? It was either 19 or 21.
Yeah.
Between there, and I think my lowest Pokemon was 19, but it was also a Pokemon that I wasn't planning on using. But my highest Pokemon, the two highest that I was like, these are going to be the ones that carry this team, were 24.
Yeah. I mean, I was
and
significantly over,
I still
over
had
two.
Trouble with that.
Right, me too. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I just think that generally, and this goes for trainer battles too, and we've said this before, like, I think it's just smarter AI for battles this time around, which I actually really like because... It's making it more challenging.
Yeah, it's not a complaint.
It's making it feel more like...
It's okay. I will say, I was going to save this to the next episode because I've watched a couple streamers and the chat sometimes, like when they're doing trials, the chat would always be like, oh, I lost to this, or like, this was hard.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple streamers were like, it's not harder. It just requires you to know Pokemon. Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, that's not true at all. It's definitely harder. Like, if I know the matchup is fire-ghost,
right,
and I know they're going to summon a fire poison Pokemon, and I send out my water, which isn't, no moves they have are super effective against water. No yeah. ghost move, no fire move, no poison move.
Right.
And they still one-shot me, even though I'm slightly over-leveled. That's not knowing Pokemon. That's yeah. just those totem Pokemon being way more powerful, and they are because they get that aura boost.
Also, they have moves and abilities that, and they SOS in Pokemon that actually help them, which I've noticed. They actually have moves that help them in the, like, they work well
the
with
the combos are
moves
really
that
good.
They have, yeah.
Right.
And it's painful sometimes.
So, sure, you can say, well, you just have to know Pokemon better, and it's like, okay, well, I guess I'll leave my steel Pokemon and my grass Pokemon at the door and get other Pokemon, but that's just me, like, grinding out more.
But even then, you don't know what moves or abilities they have, so you don't know what, and you don't know what they're going to SOS in.
Right.
And what that Pokemon's abilities
just,
and
yeah.
moves are.
Like, I just don't think
there's too many factors to be like, you just need to know type matchups and you need to know the game better. Like, there's too many factors for that.
Right,
to
there's
be
too
the
many
answer.
Factors. And I feel like my strategy for all the totem Pokemon are paralyze them and just hope they don't one-shot me. Because there's been so many situations where they are not super effective against me and they still one-shot me.
Yep.
And I'm over-leveled. Not over, like, I'm three levels over and I still get one-shot.
Yeah.
By moves that are not super effective and it sucks.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Like, this is not a complaint. I'm just right. saying that it's harder.
I will say, and we'll talk about it when we get there, but there was one trial beyond where we're talking about now that I was significantly over-leveled for, and it was the hardest time that I've had in a Pokemon game, period, in the last easily 10 years.
And we know trainers can be hard, because, like, the battle tree is hard.
Yeah.
The battle subway was hard.
But usually that's endgame, like, when you're gearing up for competitive, not, like, you're getting through the story.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had, like, a gym leader that I'm like, oh, no, I'm really struggling with this. Like, I don't know.
Also, they put you in situations where it's, if you were not to fail the trial, you technically had to do two battles without potions, without the Pokemon Center, and then you're forced into that final trial.
Yeah.
You don't have a break to, now, if you fail it, of course, you're at a, so this is the one thing I noticed, too. If you fail a trial, at least for the fire trial, he tells you what he's weak against.
They do that for all of them.
Mm-hmm. He'll oh,
go,
really?
Because
I've failed all of them.
Oh, no. I haven't failed them.
He's
one
like,
yet.
Do you? He's like, let me give you a pointer. My Pokemon is ghost fire. It's weak against ground, water.
Oh, really?
Ghost.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they'll tell you what they're weak against, and then he'll say, like, now that you know that, or would you like to try again?
You can say yes or no.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, I think that will wrap up our episode. You get the ride pager for Charizard.
Yeah, you get the fired Z.
Fly anywhere. So because Alola is both hello and goodbye, I think that's what I say.
Alola.
Super Effective is hosted and produced by me, Steve Black Jr. If you would like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to our Patreon, which we have updated to an easy URL for you. It is ise.cash. And for as little as $2 a month, you can support It's Super Effective and join our Slack community where you can chat and battle and trade with other Pokemon trainers. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.